One final question. What about the issue of bisphosphonates and, you know, duration and interval?
Well, that's a very important question. Bisphosphonates are considered a standard of care for the management of patients with multiple myeloma. We know that with the use of a bisphosphonate, we can reduce skeletal complications, and we know that these bisphosphonates are generally well tolerated. Most of the trials have only treated patients for up to 2 years. So we do not know if more than 2 years of therapy is appropriate. There are some studies that are underway now looking at the interruption of therapy with bisphosphonates earlier or continuing. And so they're looking at treatment intervals and asking the question about, is there an optimum way to give this drug and for how long? In addition, I will say that we have some new, rather interesting agents that are under development that are likely to be significant competitors with bisphosphonates in the future. There is a drug called denosumab. It's a inhibitor of RANK ligand, which is an important growth and signaling factor for osteoclasts. Osteoclasts are the bone-based cells that destroy bone, and they're overly activated in myeloma. This antibody directly interferes with the binding of RANK ligand and prevents osteoclast formation, and I think has been shown in some early trials to be highly effective at preventing skeletal complications. The nice thing about this antibody is it seems to have almost no side effects.
What do you specifically do right now, again, outside of a protocol setting?
We use a drug like zoledronic acid at a pretty standard dose, 4 milligrams. It's given intravenously. We give it over 30 minutes because I think it's a little bit better tolerated over 30 minutes as opposed to the package insert of 15 minutes.
What's the interval and how long do you continue it? And do you have
tend to give it for 1 to 2 years. And the decision to stop it is based on the disease status. If the patient is in a complete remission, I will typically stop the drug.
A year?
After a year or longer of therapy, depending on where the disease status is. If the patient still has active disease, I will continue the drug.